PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听我们今天周五的小板块精短听力，欢迎出我们的嘉宾 Bruce。
Jing Jing, well, here we are. Jing Jing, it's quite a few weeks since I've been here because of the October holiday and, what else did we have? There was, the Mid-Autumn Festival. There were too many holidays. The holidays all came at the same time. And it meant, of course, kids like my son was off school so much. Oh, it was terrible. And also, Jing Jing, you know what was really sad this year? The October holiday, the weather was really poor in Beijing. Were you here?
Yes.
I was quite disappointed. I went out to do interviews, during the week, and one day, I was down at Dashalar. Grief, it rained, and it was cold.
哎呀，这假期过得真长啊，我们好久没有听到老伯爷爷熟悉的苏格兰的口音了。大概有五个多星期吧，没有听到老伯爷爷的声音了。今天呢，他又为我们带来了非常精彩的精短人物听力。最近他又去采访了什么样的 Big Potato 呢？好了，今天我们给大家带来一篇非常非常有意思的人物访谈，是一位澳大利亚的艺术家哈，同时也是一个雕塑家，还是一个珠宝设计师。他的名字叫做 Lisa
Ruit. Now, if anybody is in Beijing, then they should take a trip up to Sanlitun and go up to Tai Koo Lee North. That's in Sanlitun Low. At Tai Koo Lee North, you've got one of the best hotels, one of the most beautiful hotels in Beijing, the Opposite House. And on the north side of the Opposite House, there is this giant golden snub-nosed monkey, which is part of the artwork of Lisa Ruit.And this was to actually, remind people of the endangered species of the primates. But also inside the opposite house, the display cases of her artwork and her jewellery based on the primates, the monkeys. And I interviewed her and I discovered that she was a real expert on the monkeys, the apes, the orangutan, theproblems of the rainforest, very, very, very knowledgeable person.
嗯，十一黄金周的时候啊，在北京的同学可能要去三里屯逛一逛的话，会发现，在三里屯的太古里艺术商业区呢，啊，这个挂起了一只惟妙惟肖的巨型的充气金丝猴雕塑。今年呢，正好是我们的这个丙申猴年啊 ，the Monkey Year， 所以他这个雕塑呢，还展的正是时候。他的设计者呀，就是 Lisa Ruit， 一位极具才华的澳大利亚著名的猿猴艺术家，也是雕塑家和珠宝设计师。那这只14米高的金猴呢，离地是30米，就攀援在这个 Opposite House 鱼舍酒店的标志性绿色几何形的外墙上，就好像金刚一样俯瞰过往的路人。这个雕塑呢，名字叫做金猴啊，叫 Golden Snub-Nosed Monkey.
Yeah, this is actually an endangered species. There is such a thing as a golden snub-nosed monkey. And if you go to the opposite house, when you're coming out the door from the opposite house, the monkey is directly above you. And every 5 minutes you hear, choo, choo. You hear this noise, seriously. And some people, what's that? It's actually a recording of the monkey sneezing. And the reason it's sneezing is that this is because of climate change, that the habitat of the monkey has actually got warmer, there's more moisture. And with more moisture in the air, the monkey is now sneezing. So it's quite... fascinating, and it's a true monkey, and this monkey is actually found in the borderlands of China's Yunnan and Vietnam, Myanmar. It's in the mountainous areas here, but like many primates, it's actually an endangered species, which means its numbers are reducing.
这个雕塑呢就叫金猴，一个大金猴哈。我们可以呢在这个聊天群当中呢看到这个金猴的图片了。它就是咱们所熟悉的至尊宝悟空，《西游记》当中齐天大圣孙悟空的原型。它呢生长在中缅边境的深山林区当中，但是由于现在啊大规模的人口增长、砍伐和乱捕滥杀，全球现存的物种数量呢仅仅有400只左右了。大家可以想想，这几乎就是濒临灭绝的边缘了。所以 Lisa 的这个设计呢，就象征着这种珍稀物种如今的这种脆弱性，它的现状的不容乐观。雕塑呢也就传递着一个全球性的话题，就是野生动物保护。 Roit 呢，平时也设计一些非常前卫的 jewelry 哈、啊，珠宝的作品。
嗯，
哎，他的设计呢，就完全是汲取这个灵长类动物的特点了。所以说，这个灵长类动物啊 ，the primates 就是他的整个的灵感来源，每件都非常精美细致的配合着。这个佩戴者的人体的特征带来了人员之间亲密联系的一种视觉冲击，他希望通过自己的作品来引发人类对于猿猴的关注，毕竟呢它是我们的近亲，是人类和人类 DNA 有超过 98% 的相似性，在他们的身上呢有我们自己的影子。
Yes, because we talk about the primates and the primate is the highest species of the ape. Now, there's a lot of discussion whether we humans, humanoid, whether we evolved from the primate. And there's various suggestions that, you know, a long time ago, that we were kind of really together and that we evolved, we developed from the primate. But what Lisa has found is that it's possible for humans, for people, to communicate with the primate, with the apes, and also she discovered that the apes are actually very intelligent to the point where they can be trained to use the keyboards of a computer.
Wow!
And to do many, many things, and they actually can communicate, they can talk using the keyboard. And so there's a lot to be said. Now, and I say this quite seriously because, you know, I used to go to the zoos a long time ago. We must all have been to zoos. And you see stupid humans pulling faces at the... You must have seen this, Jing Jing.
Yes.
You see humans pulling faces at the animals and making noise at the animals. And sometimes the animals, you know, the apes just get a bit fed up and they pick up some dirt and they throw it straight at these idiots making the noises. But in fact, a lot of these animals are actually more sensible, more intelligent than the people making the noises.
这个灵长目啊，今天是我们学习的一个单词啊，重点单词叫做 primates。它的原意呢是那个首要低等的意思。这英文当中 primary 和这个词呢是一个同源词，但是这个词传到东方以后啊，就由这个日本人把拉丁文的 primates 翻译为灵长，就是众灵之长的意思，也就是说动物进化的最高点。现有的这个灵长类的生物呢，从低到高哈，依次有什么树猴、狐猴、眼镜猴、猴猿和包括我们人类在内，所以人呢是从猿发展分化而来的，所以人在动物界的位置呢也是属于灵长类了。好了，说到我们的这个 Lisa Roit， 她对这个遗传进化学是热情不减，25年来作品一直是以猿猴为主题，常年研究的 communications between 这个 animals and humans 彼此之间的交流。所以在今天的经典访谈当中呢，她会去美国的 Georgia State University、乔治亚州的大学语言研究所的一种访问的经历，亲身体验了人类如何教会黑猩猩 chimpanzees 来使用手语 sign language， 同时用计算机的键盘 keyboard system 与人类进行沟通，想不想听到更多？这一场沟通令他大为惊叹，原来我们的近亲是极其聪明的生物，只是我们没有好好的保护他们。
Well, I mean, animals can be quite intelligent. I mean, if you've got a dog, then I mean, back in Scotland, we had several dogs.And you could communicate with the dog, okay, quite simple things. You know, you talk, if you say to the dog, do you want to go a walk? Or, look, you know, daddy's coming. Or, you know, get the slippers. And the dog could understand and do simple tasks.
Yes.
You know, and the dog used to be able to tell your emotions. The dog could tell if you were...feeling depressed or down, they come over sometimes and cuddle you.
家里有养猫养狗的朋友啊，肯定对动物的这种聪明性啊，是一定非常的熟悉了。这个小动物啊，猫猫狗狗的，其实你要是跟他们交流的话，这种交流是非常迷人的。你们会建立起来一种自己彼此之间能够理解的交流方式，然后你也知道，哎呀，跟我们一起共生在这个地球上的生物，他们是多么的聪明，他们有自己的情感，有自己的性格，他们可以跟你进行一种交流，这是非常美好的。如果只跟同类交流，是不是显得比较的单调了一些，孤独了一些啊？所以你还有不同种类的互相之间的交流。 Riot 呢就非常的喜欢跟大猩猩或者是猿类 猿猴类呢进行交流了。他的很多的艺术作品呢也着重表现了哈 Her work increasingly shows the many misunderstandings humans have about the life of the primates.
Yeah, this is true because people tend to look down on the animals and people see the animals as, you know, capture them, put them in cages, keep them, you know, show off.You've got this animal. But in fact, there's a lot of misunderstanding. And sadly, it's the humans who are causing the problem. Because the humans, for example, are building more and more urban areas. And as you build more and more urban areas, so, for example, in tropical Asia, cutting down the forest. And the more you cut down the forest, so there's less of the habitat for the ape.And so the ape then starts coming into the human areas and you then have conflict.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of problem. Humans, when they're developing programs, they don't often think about the animals that are there. Now, for example, you may have seen stories, about in India, for example, you've got the elephants actually coming into villages, attacking the villages.
Right.
And this is because the habitat of the elephant is actually being destroyed, and the elephant's not got its own natural habitat.
Absolutely.
So the elephant is coming into the villages looking for food.
Yes.
Right, so you've got this conflict between man and the animal.
Simple as that.、
嗯、
这个他的艺术作品啊，着重表现人类对于灵长类动物还包括野生动物的生存的一种误解啊。这个他的这种观点呢，就是在国庆前我看了一部电影，就是雅克贝汉导演的《地球四季》。这部电影呢，非常充分的就描述了。这个野生动物本来在自己的家园里是自由自在的生活着，但是呢，由于人类的入侵，包括什么种植园的增长啊，直接导致这些动物的栖息地呢是剧减。这部影片正好跟他的这个观点是非常的匹配的，非常的吻合的。所以呢，这种亲眼所见啊，就让这位艺术家就开始思考，地球还是很脆弱的。然后呢，迅速减少的野生动物生存地呢，也是非常不容乐观的一种情景。如此以往，那许多动物就将濒临灭绝了。而环境的破坏呢，又会迫使濒危动物它入侵人类的领地，对不对？和人类又陷入了一种不得不更亲密，却又更敌对的关系。很有意思啊，大家要是感兴趣的话可以去看一看那一部电影。同时呢，还有一部电影叫《我们诞生在中国》，里面就有一个篇章专门讲了金丝猴啊，这个金丝猴 Golden Snub-Nosed Monkey 的这个小故事，大家要是有兴趣可以带着自己的孩子去电影院看一看，特别有意思。今天我们就来说一说两岸猿声啼不住，轻舟已过半重山。 We have two tracks for you.
Yes.
首先我们一起来听一听。
Originally, when I was in high school, the thing that I wanted to do to work with zoology or primatology was I was fascinated by human-animal communication, which was starting to be talked about in the 70s when I was a child. Scientists like Jane Goodall, for example, who was doing this research and starting to talk about the emotional aspects of animal behaviour. When I first did some research in Atlanta, I was invited to go and visit a language research centre there at Georgia State University where they were teaching chimpanzees to use sign language to communicate with the scientists. So I spent several years going backwards and forwards from Atlanta working with one particular chimpanzee who spoke sign language as well as he used a computer system. So he had a lexicogram system of 300 words and I would communicate with him on a daily basis and we would perform things like go into the forest. He would tell me what he wanted to do and I would take him out and we would do those activities.
You're really suggesting then that these primates were...pretty close thinking patterns to humans.
Yeah, look, this chimpanzee had a video monitor in his room and one of the first things he asked me to do, I asked him what he wanted to do that particular day. He said, I want to see my cousin. And I asked the keeper who his cousin was and he said, well, it's actually just his friend. It's another chimpanzee that lives in another compound. And so I said, can we take him there? And he said, no, you can't. And then the chimpanzee asked me to take the video monitor to go and take video footage. So he had a keyboard system that said, you video me, show me. Basically, I had to go and take the camcorder, basic camcorder, and I took footage of this particular chimpanzee. I then took it back into the chimp I was working with's room and I plugged it into his monitor. And he just texted and said, thank you, I love my cousin.
How on earth do you manage to get a chimp to learn the keyboard. That is incredible.
I have no doubt about the intellect of some of the higher apes, like the chimpanzees and the bonobos, the gorillas, orangutans. They're very intelligent creatures. I've just been at the Melbourne Zoo. I'm working quite closely with them with their palm oil project. They've got a very big environmental project for teaching children about palm oil. They were telling me about one of their orangutans who... Orangutans are unknown escapologists. So they wait and they find bits of metal and they pick locks and they get out. So they do it where no human can do it, you know, and they were talking about one of their orangutans who escaped recently.
Does this make you feel very sensitive when you hear the harsh treatment of many of the primates, particularly, say, you know, in the mountains of Africa, and the territory getting smaller, the hunting that goes on?
I'm appalled, but, you know, it also reflects on how other humans treat other humans as well, you know, even through racist reasons or, you know, lack of understanding. I mean, I think it's always this fear of the other that humans have that creates some terrible behaviour.
What other parts of the world have you been into?
I've worked at quite a few different zoos that I'm interested in who have different programs. For example, Arnhem Zoo in Holland, I've done a residency. I've worked with in Borneo quite consistently over the years with different scientists. Atlanta with these different scientists working with language skills. So
好，这就是今天的听力训练，一气呵成，听下来大家是不是觉得很爽，而且内容特别有意思，我们马上来看。
See, Jingjing, with this program, you got to admit that we do meet some of the most interesting people visiting Beijing.
We do.
You know, and they love to come on and be on our programs, be interviewed by us, you know, and they're delighted to share their knowledge with us. So we're very lucky to get people like Lisa Ruitt.
Track one.
Right. When I was at high school, at, say, what's that, Zhongshui, I wanted to be work with zoology or primatology. Now, zoology is basically to do with the animals, right? The zoology really takes in all the different animals. But primatology is to work with one species. That's the primates. And basically, you can see the apes, that kind of level of animal. So zoology could be everything from mice to snakes to, you know, whales, everything, right? But primatology was very focused.
但凡痴迷总有原因。Lisa 说 ,When I was in high school, 在我上高中的时候啊 ,I want to work with, 我就特别想研究 zoology, 专业名词动物学，大家见识一下。Primatology, 灵长类动物学啊，什么 logy, 啊，这些 logy 可能就是什么科学学科的意思。前面 zoo, 动物 ,primate, 灵长类，那就把这个词就组合起来了。中学的时候我就想研究动物学或者灵长类动物学。
I was fascinated with human animal communication. You know, can humans and animals communicate with each other? And in many ways they can. I mean, people have ways of talking to... Well, you see people, you know, when people are out with the horses, you know, when you go up to Namongo, for example, you people on the horseback there, and they are communicating always with the horses, telling the horse what to do. Mm. Other people, people can communicate, for example, with wolves. You know, it's true. I mean, and so they eat, and also the bear, you know, there's ways of communicating, ways of doing things. One of the things that you shouldn't do with big animals is to run away, because if you run away, they chase you.
Yes. 我非常的痴迷于这个单词 be fascinated with something， 这个单词大家一定要记住啊，它的固定搭配是 be fascinated with something， 我对某事非常的痴迷或痴迷于某事，它痴迷什么呀？ human animal communication， 人类与动物之间的交流，这种交流真的太迷人了，太有意思了。不同的物种，你跟它交流都有不同的方式。你想想，我们听到过很多什么鸟语者、马语者、什么狼语者，这些都是很厉害的，能够跟动物交流的人。
Which was starting to be talked about in the 1970s when I was a child. A lot of things were happening in the 70s. You know, there were a lot of development at universities, a lot of thought going on, and one of them was this business of looking at humans and animals communicating with each other.
这个话题啊 which 啊就是在这个话题呢 was starting to be talked about. 它开始被有人谈论起来了。在哪个年代呢 ?In the 70s. 哦，在70年代的时候 ，When I was a child， 当我还是个孩子的时候，那个年代的人们就开始在谈论人类与动物之间的交流的事儿了。
Scientists like Jane Goodall, for example, who was doing research. Now, Jane Goodall worked in the mountains in East Africa. And she was very much involved in the study of the gorillas.
Mm.
And there's quite a lot of film and work about her. I mean, quite a few people, some people, you know, have gone to work. Sadly, some people have been killed by poachers because of the work trying to protect the gorilla. Jane Goodall made her life studying the gorilla, and you know, the films were made about it. She's come to China several times. There's what's it called, Roots and Shoots? It's her organization.
Yes, Roots and Shoots.
Uh-huh.
I actually interviewed Jane Goodall years ago.
Did you?
Yeah, when she was in China.
You're lucky. I actually only interviewed the office girl. You interviewed Jane Goodall.
I interviewed Jane Goodall. 尤其是像 Jane Goodall 这样的科学家哈，他呢在做着这方面的研究。真古道尔非常有名的研究猩猩的黑猩猩的研究学家，大概在8-9年前吧，我还亲自采访过他，精神矍铄的一位女士，但是她非常的瘦弱啊。那会儿她已经是好像都是60多、70多岁了，但是还是接受着我们的采访，因为她在中国有一个根与芽的一个组织 ，Jane Goodall 那会儿就非常的有名。她研究什么呢？啊？
The emotional aspects of animal behavior. Animals do have emotions. I saw this, you know, regularly with the dogs that we had. You could tell, you know, if there was a problem. And you could see this, but with the older ones, I mean, animals do have behavior. You know, for example, when the mother has young apes, a young, you know, offspring, and they get killed by the poachers, then you can see that the emotional effect this has on the mother.
Mm.
Or when the young one, when it's the adult gorilla which is killed, then this affects the child gorilla.
Mm. 他研究的就是呢 the emotional aspects of animal behavior.动物行为情感啊，我们说动物的行为都是有情感的，你仔细去观察，不要这样吧，去看一看我们诞生在中国，看一看里面的那些动物之间的情感，动物和同类之间的亲情、友情、爱情等等，都能在这部片子里面看到啊。 Emotional aspects of animal behavior， 他研究这个。
When I first did some research in Atlanta is in the southern parts of the US and state of GeorgiaI was invited to a language research center there. So in the university, Georgia State University, they had this language research center.
When I first did some research in Atlanta, 当我开始在美国的亚特兰大做一些研究的时候呢 I was invited to visit a language research center there. 我被邀请去参观当地的一个语言研究中心。
And this was at Georgia State University, where they were teaching chimpanzees, which chimpanzees is one of the group of the primates.
Right.
And they were teaching the chimpanzees, one of the smaller ones. You get the monkeys, the chimpanzee, the orangutan, the gorilla. There's different levels of primate. So the chimps were quite common. You see, you'll get them in Beijing Zoo. They're quite common there. And to use sign language to communicate with the scientists. So these, you know...Chimps were being trained how to use the hands, how to use signs to indicate what they wanted and how they were feeling and so on.
Hey, 在 Georgia State University, 乔治亚州的大学里呢 where they were teaching chimpanzees. 这些科学家们啊就来教这个 chimpanzees, 就是黑猩猩啊，专门是黑猩猩。什么黑猩猩、大猩猩、猩猩，这些都是不一样的种类啊。黑猩猩叫 chimpanzees, to use sign language.就是手语 sign language 来 communicate with the scientists 来和科学家进行沟通
Yes, she was several years she was going backwards and forwards with Atlanta in other words she was going from Australia to Atlanta over several years and she was working with one particular chimpanzee she literally kind of adopted this chimpanzee she studied all the emotions and the aspects of this one chimpanzee and we used sign language so in other words she and the chimp used the sign language to communicate as well as he used a computer system
He used a computer system.
Uh-huh.
好好玩哈 Several years going backwards and forwards with Atlanta. 意思就是说呢我不是住澳大利亚嘛对吧我是很多年 several years, 都是 go backwards and forwards， 在亚特兰大之间往返好几年的时间，类似于像收养了其中的一只黑猩猩一样，反正就跟他一块共事。Working with one particular chimpanzee， 就是那一只 one particular chimpanzee。然后呢 ，we use sign language， 我们用手语来交流。同时 ，as well as he used a computer system， 那只黑猩猩呢还使用计算机系统。
But what they had was she said they had a hexagram system of 300 words. Basically, you had let's say a box.You know, on the screen, there would be maybe 300 words. And basically, with the computer, the gorilla or the chimp could click on different words to make a sentence,、right? So you'd have, you know, I want, you know, you could click that word, that word, that word, that word to, you know, to communicate. So there's basically, now they didn't have...as many words as we would have. I mean, I don't know how many words we have now in English, but it's, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions of words. But for the chimp, it was kept relatively simple, 300 words in this box.
有一个 hexagram system, 啊，有个六角形的系统，啊，里面呢有大概有300个单词左右。用这个六角形的系统呢，我每天就用它， I would communicate with him on a daily basis.On a daily basis 的意思就是每天，我每天就用这个六角形的单词系统啊跟他沟通，就是说呢有300个单词放在这个电脑里头，然后你想组织成句，你就点那个单词就好了，点主谓宾，然后就能够组织成句了。比如说吧 ，We would form things like
going to the forest.
哎，我们会造句。
So, yeah, so basically the chimp would be able to pick up these words, you know, going.To the forest, because the forest, that's their habitat, that's where they lived. So the chimp would want to go to the forest. In other words, they want to go home.
对啊，他就可以造句嘛，比如说 going to the forest, 就在屏幕上点 going to the forest. 还得学语法，您看看，到森林当中去，然后我们会组这些简单的句子来交流。
He would tell me what he wanted to do.Right, so you say, I want to go to the forest. Now, Lisa, she would take him out, but not physically take him out because he couldn't do because the, you know, the chimp or the gorilla is within a habitat in the zoo. But she would take him out and we would do these activities. Now, these activities could be done maybe on a computer, could be simulated, anything like that. But it was basically working your way around what the chimp wanted to do.
他呢就会告诉我, he would tell me what he wanted to do.他会告诉我他想做的事情，然后我就 I would take him out， 我就会带他出去。当然这只是虚拟的一种情况哈，take him out 这里用了一个引号，我就带他出去。然后呢 ，and we would do those activities， 一起呢在电脑上去做他想做的那些事儿。
You are suggesting that these primates have pretty close thinking patterns to humans. So I'm saying this to her. You're saying that the primates, the apes.Their thinking, the way that they think, is quite close to the way that humans think.
You are suggesting 这个意思其实很简单，就等于 you are saying 啊，它的中文意思就是您是在说什么什么什么，您是在说这些 primates 这些灵长类动物，他们有一种 pretty close thinking patterns. Thinking patterns 就是思维模式，他们有一种非常接近的思维模式和人类接近的。啊，这句话就是，您是说这些灵长类动物的思维模式是与人类相当接近的吗
？So, the chimpanzee would have a video monitor in his room, right? So he's able to watch this video monitor and see the words coming up and also see the photographs, the pictures. And one of the first things I asked him what he wanted to do that particular day. Right? In other words, you know, Lisa said, "Okay, what would you like to do today?"
好，这黑猩猩的房间里面呢，就有一个 video monitor in his room， 装了一个视频的一种显示器吧，监视器和显示器，就是说他能够看这个视频，看字、看图啊，看视频等等。One of the first things， 有一件很重要的事情就是啊，有一天呢，我就问他啊 ，I asked him what do you want to do that particular day， 也就问他当天呢有没有什么特别想做的事儿啊？你猜他怎么说？
And he said, I want to see my cousin.
诶，他说我想看我的表亲。
I want to see my cousin. But obviously I didn't quite understand the meaning of the word cousin because when Lisa asked the keeper who his cousin was, it was actually his friend, another chimp, another chimpanzee that lives in another compound. So this other chimp was his friend, and he referred to this friend as his cousin.
哎，他说我想见我的表亲。我们知道 cousin 指的是表哥、表姐啊，这些叫表亲。那我就问他的饲养员 ，I asked the keeper who his cousin was. 他表亲谁呀？然后呢，饲养员就告诉我说 ，It was actually his friend. 事实上呢，是他的一个朋友，是另外一只 chimpanzee， 另外一只黑猩猩。他住在 another compound。就是另外一个小区，住在另外一个区域里。但是这只黑猩猩就觉得那个是他的表亲。
And I asked if we could take him there. No, you can't, said the keeper. So you're not allowed to take this chimpanzee out of the actual compound he lives in. So this was not allowed.
当然了 ，I asked if we could take him here. 我就问说，哎，我们能不能就把他那表亲带过来呢 ？No, you can't. You can't.你不可以的，这是不行的，而一个生活在一个区域，这是不行的。那怎么办呢？他要看他表亲。What should do?
Yeah, so the chimp asked Lisa, you take the video monitor, in other words, set up the video monitor, and you go and take video footage. So the chimp was actually suggesting that they open up the video monitor, that she then goes, takes the camera, and photographs the other chimp.And he had a keyboard system that said, you video me, show me. So in other words, basically she was filming this chimp. She was putting this onto the screen. She was going filming the other chimp, put them both on the screen. They could see each other.
好玩吧。所以这个大猩猩就让我呀 ,ask me to take the video monitor. 就让我带上一个视频的监拍器。去干嘛呢 ?Go and take a video footage.就出去拍摄一些素材回来，这个 footage 就是素材啊，视频的素材回来。去拍素材干嘛呢 ？He had a keyboard system， 他有一个这样的键盘系统，他就敲打一些字啊，他就挑一些字出来，叫做 you video me， show me， 你拍视频来给我看，
yeah.
聪明吗？
Right.
你拍视频来给他看。
So the questions number one。What subjects did Lisa want to work with or study?
第一段呢我们先打住先听到这儿第二段更精彩我们来看第一段的问题 Lisa 想要研究哪种话题
Number two, what was Jane Goodall researching?
珍古道尔博士呢研究的是哪些方面的主题呢
Number three, what were the chimpanzees being taught at Georgia State?
在乔治亚州的黑猩猩被教会了什么
Number four, what did a chimpanzee ask Lisa?
有趣，这黑猩猩是请求 Lisa 做什么
？Number five, how did she manage this?
她是如何来回答这个问题的
？Originally, when I was in high school, the thing that I wanted to do to work with zoology or primatology was I was fascinated by human-animal communication, which was starting to be talked about in the 70s when I was a child. Scientists like Jane Goodall, for example, who was doing this research and starting to talk about the emotional aspects of animal behaviour. When I first did some research in Atlanta, I was invited to go and visit a language research centre there at Georgia State University where they were teaching chimpanzees to use sign language to communicate with the scientists. So I spent several years going backwards and forwards from Atlanta working with one particular chimpanzee.Who spoke sign language as well as he used a computer system. So he had a lexicogram system of 300 words, and I would communicate with him on a daily basis, and we would perform things like go into the forest. He would tell me what he wanted to do, and I would take him out, and we would do those activities.
You're really suggesting then that these primates were pretty close thinking patterns to humans.
Yeah, look, this chimpanzee had a video monitor in his room and one of the first things he asked me to do, I asked him what he wanted to do that particular day. He said, I want to see my cousin. And I asked the keeper who his cousin was and he said, well, it's actually just his friend. It's another chimpanzee that lives in another compound. And so I said, can we take him there? And he said, no, you can't. And then the chimpanzee asked me to take the video monitor to go and take video footage. So he had a keyboard system and said, you video me, show me.
厉害厉害
Basically, I had to go and take it.
好，这是第一段啊，我们来感受一下。来问问题吧。是这样，问题就大家自己去找答案好了啊，都非常简单。我们来学习 track two 更精彩。
Right, track two. I had to go and take the camcorder. So the camcorder, I mean, things have changed a lot. If you went back several years. You'd video recorders. Then came the camcorder, the much more compact, smaller version.
Mm.
Now you can do this on your iPhones and so on. But a camcorder was your video camera.
好，他说这样呢，我就 I had to go， 我就不得不呢去拿着我的 camcorder， 就是便携式摄像机啊，我就去拿去了。然后呢
？I took footage, in other words, film of this particular chimpanzee. I took it back, plugged it into his monitor.
然后呢，我就去拍了嘛。他让我去拍呢，我就去拍。Took footage 就是去拍摄素材。拍谁的素材呢？就拍这只 particular chimpanzee， 就是他指定的那只啊，那只表亲嘛，就去给表亲。我们同学开玩笑说去看表妹哈、啊，去拍了些表妹的那个录像，就把它拍回来了。I took it back， 我就把它的摄像机呢拍完了就拿回来，叫 plug it into his monitor。
You can see the changes in technology. I mean now.You're sending video clips on WeChat. You're not plugging them in anywhere. You're sending these and people are looking at them live on your smartphone. But in the old days, you had to do the filming, and the filming you kept in the camcorder or on tape, and you took that back, plugged it in to the monitor, then pressed play on the camcorder, and the film would then show.On the monitor.
那个时候，你看，我们从这样的一些细节当中还可以看得出来科技的进步。那个时候呢，又用便携式摄像机，然后摄像机拿回来以后怎么看呢？还得插进这个监视器 ，plug into the monitor， 你才能看到图像。不像现在，世界技术又发展了，我们在手机上就可以看视频了，多方便啊！还能够手机视频通话，更方便了哈。好，当时就这样的，我去把摄像机拿回来，然后呢就插进他的这个监拍器，就给他看了。接下来看了以后，他怎么说
？He text. He sent a text. Well, no, he didn't say. He actually typed what she meant. He's actually typed out the computer and said, "I love my cousin." So he saw the ape that was actually his friend, and this is the one he called his cousin. So he typed out, "I love my cousin."
哎，他就打字儿，很辛勤的打字儿，打字儿就说我爱我的表亲。
Yeah, and I'm saying, how do you manage to get a chimp to learn the keyboard? How do you manage this? You know, it just seems impossible.
对呀、啊，然后他就很奇怪呀、啊，就问那个科学人员，就说 ，How do you manage it? Manage it 就是努力做某事儿啊，你是怎么成功做某事儿的 ？Get a chimp to learn the keyboard. 你们是怎么能让一只黑猩猩学会使用键盘的呢？
I have no doubt about the intellect of some of the higher apes, such as the chimpanzee. Now, I said to you earlier that you've got these different levels of primate. I mean, the monkey is one of the lowest, but you go up to the gorilla, it's one of the highest. So you have different levels of intellect, different kind of status of the different apes, the different primates. So the chimpanzee was one of the higher ones in the table.
I have no doubt, 我毫无疑问 the intellect, 智商、智商谁的智商呢 of some of the higher apes, 一些高等的 ape, 就是猿类、ape, 高等猿类的智商、毫不怀疑这些高等的猿类他们是有非常高的智商的比如说像 chimpanzees,
yeah,
黑猩猩、the
gorillas
是大猩猩
And the orangutan. The orangutan is a big ape. You get them, you know, in Indonesia, for example. These are big apes. And you used to hear them in the forest. I remember hearing them in Malaysia when I was in the national park there some years back in the rainforest. And you could hear the apes.
这个 orangutan 呢就是猩猩也叫做黄猩猩或者是叫红毛猩猩叫 orangutan 那智商最高的应该算是 chimpanzee 了哈这是真古达尔博士呢他研究的那个是吧哈这个其实我毫不怀疑这些高等猿类具有智商比如说这三类啊我觉得这个对我们的单词的积累那也非常有好处认识了几类的猿
They are very intelligent creatures
满眼都是猩猩啊 They are very intelligent creatures、他们是非常非常聪明的生物
I have just been at Melbourne Zoo Melbourne in Australia And there they get the zoo And I worked closely with them You know, with the people at the zoo on their palm oil project. Now, palm oil, this is a very controversial thing because a lot of the rainforest, a lot of the habitat of the primates is being removed to put up palm oil plantations because people want palm oil for the cooking, for cosmetics, for all kinds of washing up liquids and so on, detergents. And so it's quite a controversy because it's destroying the habitat of the apes. And certain zoos like Melbourne had this project about the palm oil, about the destruction and how could we work with this and so on.
I've just been at the Melbourne Zoo. 我刚去了墨尔本的一个动物园。I work closely with them on the palm oil project. 我和他们呢就一个棕榈油的项目啊 ,palm oil, 棕榈油的项目有一些密切的合作。啊、看对方有一个什么样的项目呢 ?They had a big program, 一个很大的项目来
Yeah, the big program teaching children about one of their orangutan. So they had this program, and this was very much focused on this giant ape. So the children in particular could study this ape and find out all about the background to the ape and its lifestyle.
这动物园呢有个很大的项目就是来专门教孩子们去了解猩猩当中的一类 one of the orangutans. 好大家看这绝活来了。这个猩猩是出了名的什么呢
And they are known escapologists. An escapologist is someone who was able to escape from a cage or escape from prison. And what happened? They find bits of metal, any bits of metal lying around, and they can use these to pick the lock and then they get out. And of course they do this where no humans can do it. So they're able to work out ways of escaping from their cages.
我们来看看这个 orangutan 吗
?orangutan,
啊。厉害在哪儿哈他们是著名的出了名的叫 escapologists, 脱身术的杂技演员。厉害的呢叫 escapologist, 非常厉害可以脱身怎么脱身呢 ?They find a bit of metal, 他们会找一点点金属 ,and they pick locks, 把锁给撬了 ,pick locks, and then they get out.
Yeah.
They can do where no human can do it.
So they have this ability, you know, to think, work it out, how to escape. And I'm saying to Lisa, does this make you feel very sensitive when you hear about the harsh treatment of many of the primates? When you hear about how they've been treated, say, in the mountains of Africa, their territory gets smaller, the hunting goes on. How do you feel about this when you know about the apes?
哎，这个脱身术很厉害啊！黑猩猩不是这个猩猩，还有这样的一门绝活，人类都不可以。所以你说，咱们怎么就能说自己比他高等呢？是不是？啊，布鲁斯继续问问题说，Does this make you feel very sensitive？ 啊，这些呢会不会让你觉得十分敏感？比如说，当你听说 When you hear about the harsh treatment of many of the primates， harsh treatment 就是一种残酷的对待。对那些灵长类的动物遭受到残酷的对待比如说 in the mountains of Africa 在非洲的山区 their territory 他们的领地 getting smaller 变得越来越少了 the hunting go on 人类呢还在继续乱捕滥杀的时候你听到这些你会不会觉得非常的敏感
So Lisa said I'm appalled I'm horrified about this but it also reflects on how other humans mistreat other humans as well. I mean, it's not just humans mistreating the primates, but so many times we see humans badly treating other human beings.
对了，他说 I'm appalled. Appalled 这个单词等于 astonished,、mm-hmm. 震惊的。
Yeah.
啊，我是非常 appalled, 就呆在那儿了，就惊呆了。I'm appalled, 就目瞪口呆呀。我真是听到这些话的时候目瞪口呆。因为这也反映了 It also reflects on how other people mistreat other humans as well 就反映了人类呢也会如此的虐待自己其他的同类
Even through racist reasons or lack of understanding You know that in parts of the world, some countries of the world racism is a major problem that because of the color of people's skin then they can be picked up on, abused, called names, beaten up, even killed. So, you know, humans can treat other human beings very badly.
这种行为呢一般是由于 race
racist.
Racist reasons, 种族主义，或者是 lack of understanding, 或者是缺乏理解造成的这种虐待同类的行为。
It is also this fear of the other that humans have that creates some terrible behavior. There's always this fear. And you see, you know, how people can, sometimes people are talking and they get, you know, their audience, they get people to hate other human beings. They're always picking some human being. And, you know, it's a subject you've got to be very careful about, you know, to,create problems for people who have disability, who are smaller, who have different color of skin, and it can lead to eventually many, many, many problems.
我觉得这句话他说的特别好。他是怎么说的？ It's always this fear of the other that humans have that creates some terrible behavior. 人类呢，总是会有一种对其他同类的恐惧，因为不了解。所以他产生一种恐惧，不管是因为种族啊，因为不同的宗教啊，因为他不了解，所以他就觉得那个东西呢，让他觉得恐惧。正是这种恐惧，使人类对同类做出了一些可怕的行为，充满了攻击性。哦，就这句话非常有自己的思考在里边啊。That creates some terrible behavior.、Mm-hmm. 所以人类对自己同类的不善良的行为，是由于自己的不明白和恐惧造成的。
So I'm asking Lisa, what other parts of the world have you been into? And she tells me she's worked in、different zoos, Arnhem Zoo in Holland, Borneo,、quite consistently, that means quite regularly, also Atlanta.、she's been in many parts of the world and now she comes regularly to China. But she told me she's come to China for about 20 years. Becoming here now.And now, as I say, if you go up to Sanlitun, you can see this gigantic golden snub-nosed monkey climbing up the outside of the north side of the Opposite House Hotel.
果然是世界活动的艺术家呀。布鲁斯问他说，您都去过世界上什么其他的地方啊？ What other parts of the world have you been into? 他说 worked in different zoos. 我在不同的动物园工作过，比如像这个荷兰的阿纳姆动物园 ，worked in Borneo 婆罗洲工作过一段时间 ，quite consistently 啊，持续的工作了一段时间。Atlanta 在亚特兰大也工作过一段时间。他在中国已经待过多少年 ？20 years in China?
Yeah, it must be, but I think she told me about 20 or maybe even longer. Because we were actually sitting talking. Because I think we both came first in the 1980s.And I remember I interviewed her at Opposite House Hotel, and we sat for quite a while talking about her past and talking about the early days and what she remembered of China. You know, because I love meeting people that have been here for, you know, many, many years ago.
也是一个老中国了，看来在中国也工作过 不短的时间了哈。我们来看这一段的问题吧。Questions.
Number one, what did the chimpanzee say to Lisa?
哎，这个当时那个大黑猩猩对 Lisa 说了什么
？Number two, what does Lisa feel about the primates?
哎 ，Lisa 对灵长类动物有什么样的看法呢
？Number three, what are orangutans known as?
猩猩最出名的绝活是什么
？Number four, what is happening to the primates in many parts of the world?
在世界其他地方，灵长类动物都遭受了什么样的待遇
？And five.What has Lisa, where has Lisa worked?
Lisa 曾经在世界哪些地方工作过
Basically, I had to go and take the camcorder, basic camcorder, and I took footage of this particular chimpanzee. I then took it back into the chimp I was working with's room, and I plugged it into his monitor, and he just texted and said, thank you, I love my cousin.
How on earth do you manage to get a chimp to learn the keyboard? That is incredible.
I have no doubt about the intellect of some of the higher apes, like the chimpanzees and the bonobos, the gorillas, orangutans. They're very intelligent creatures. I've just been at the Melbourne Zoo. I'm working quite closely with them with their palm oil project. They've got a very big environmental project for teaching children about palm oil. They were telling me about one of their orangutans. Orangutans are unknown escapologists.So they wait and they find bits of metal and they pick locks and they get out. So they do it where no human can do it, you know, and they were talking about one of their orangutans who escaped recently.
This makes you feel very sensitive when you hear the
the harsh treatment of many of the primates, particularly, say, you know, in the mountains of Africa, and the territory getting smaller, the hunting that goes on.
I'm appalled, but, you know, it also reflects on how other humans treat other humans as well, you know, even through racist reasons or, you know, lack of understanding. I mean, I think it's always this fear of the other that humans have that creates some terrible behaviour.
What other parts of the world have you been into?
I've worked at quite a few different zoos that I'm interested in who have different programs. For example, Arnhem Zoo in Holland, I've done a residency. Worked with in Borneo quite consistently over the years with different scientists. Atlanta with these different scientists working with language skills. So
今天的时间还挺充裕的，我们听完了两段，好，现在我们来逐个捋一下第一段的问题和第二段的问题。来 ，Questions for track one. What subjects did Lisa want to work with?
Zoology or primatology?
哎，回到第一段啊 ，Lisa 想要研究哪种话题呢？动物学或灵长动物学。Two. What was Jane Goodall researching?
The emotional aspects of animal behavior.
珍·古道尔博士研究的是哪方面呢？是动物行为情感。What were the chimpanzees being taught at Georgia State?
The emotional aspects of animal behavior.
哎，乔治亚州大学的黑猩猩被教会了什么呢？使用手语与科学家进行沟通。那 what did chimpanzee ask Lisa?
I want to see my cousin.
就是这个，我想见我的表妹哈。How did she manage this?
She used a video.
哎，她是怎么来回应这个问题的呢？她就用了视频，很聪明。来，刚才的第二段，我们来看看 What did the chimpanzee say to Lisa?
I love my cousin.
我爱我的表妹。What does Lisa feel about the primates?
That they are very intelligent creatures.
哎， Lisa 对灵长类动物有什么看法呢？他们是非常聪明的生物。那这个猩猩 What are orangutans known as?
Escapologists.
猩猩最著名的本事是什么呀？就是善于脱身。What is happening to the primates in many parts of the world?
Their territory is getting smaller, but the hunting is going on.
在世界其他地方，灵长类动物都受到什么样的遭遇呢？他们的地盘越来越小了，人类还在继续赶尽杀绝。Where has Lisa worked?
Arnhem in Holland, Atlanta and Borneo.
你看，这和动物交流是不是很有意思的一件事儿啊？哎呀，这个我想起来，在地球四季当中，我看到一句话，我非常触动啊，这个话外音就说呀，说人类呢占领了动物的领土以后呢，就把他们赶跑了，然后按照自己对于动物的理解呢，把他们分为有用的、无用的和不吉祥的。本来动物生活在这个世界上好好的，人类把它领土抢了，完了呢把人家的肉弄来吃了，把人家的毛皮弄来穿在身上，对他们确实有点不公平。本来大家都是同类，生活在这个地球上，共同使用地球的资源的，所以这样的主题能够让我们好好的去 reflect on animal-human relationship.
Yeah, so remember to say, Jing Jing, if you want to see close up, if you can't get to Beijing Zoo or anywhere like that, but if you're in Beijing, get up and have a good look at the ape climbing up, the golden-nosed monkey climbing up the opposite house. It's an amazing, it's huge!And the detail is quite incredible, and it makes noises. And many people go up, do photographs. Some people do selfies with it, you know. But it's really good. And when you go inside in the atrium, you have all these display cases with jewellery and models of the various primates. It's a very good opportunity to see this in a very, very good environment.
哎，有空的时候啊，我们可以带着自己的家人、孩子啊，动物园里去看一看动物，接触接触，去一起和我们感受一下，和我们一起共生在这个星球上的另外的一些物种，去了解了解、观察观察它们，看一看，其实很有意思的。我们只是作为一个孤独的物种存在在这个星球上，还有幸好我们还有很多的朋友们跟我们在一起，是吧？所以这种经历呢是很有意思的。另外呢，这个 Lisa 的这个金丝猴的雕塑哈，大家有空可以去太古里观摩一下他的这个金丝猴，同时也可以看看我推荐的电影《地球四季》和《我们诞生在中国》，尤其是《诞生在中国》里边有专门一个章节讲这个四川的金丝猴特别可爱啊，说的就是。特别可爱的他们的一些生活情感家庭故事人际关系等等等等。好了，我们今天的精短访谈关于 Lisa Royd 就到这里了。 Thank you Bruce so much.
OK, more great topics to look forward to. Be great people. Bye bye.
好的，期待带来更多精彩的主题啊。